Thank you. It's nice to see a bigger crowd than last year in the international session. So I want to talk about a program called MOFA, which was funded by the Erasmus Plus European Union project. It grew out of Annie's project in New Jersey, and then we had Suzanne's project in Turkey, so we expanded it to European countries. And MOFA stands for Empowering Women Farmers through Farm Management Training. So what we want to do is teach them the tools to manage their business as a farm as a business, and also the technical information to grow the crops that we're growing. We targeted greenhouse-produced vegetables. So the idea was to help women gain self-confidence as businesswomen, because they tend to be peasant farmers who think this is just all I know how to do, and they don't understand that they're feeding the world these very healthy vegetables, both domestic and we started out in Turkey, they export to Russia, but we expanded it to Germany, Spain, Malta, and we also have the information in English, so any English-speaking country can use it. So we want to learn to manage their business and to network with other women. So my next talk will talk about the Train the Trainer program, but the trainers who were trained in Turkey then had two sessions in Kırklareli and Kepez, which is in the Antalya province of Turkey, which is basically the fruit and vegetable region of Turkey that's feeding Turkey and then a lot of Russia as well. It's also a tourist destination for Europeans and Russians because they have warm beaches there. So these women were trained in July of 2017, and you can see they're proud of their accomplishments, although people don't tend to smile in photos like they do in the U.S. As you know, the average age of a farmer in the U.S. is 59 years old, so we were reaching much younger people. The mean age of these women trained was 37.7 years. So if we look at generations, we're mostly looking at Generation X. Although you see a growing number of millennials who are starting to be trained. When we first started working in Turkey with Suzanne's project in 2011, all of their goals was to get the next generation off of the farm. So hopefully they will now have educated farmers who will stay on the farm. And you see there's one little new generation coming to some of their meetings, which you see when you train in Turkey. So most of them are married, 71%, and it's really a family business. And we find, just like in New Jersey, we've been training Annie's project, and we created such a demand that now we have men that insist on coming. And in Turkey, they're saying one of the things they say is now we wish that men could be trained too. We still want to be trained separately. Women like the idea of being, they're more free to talk and exchange things with women, but they also want their husbands to get the knowledge as well. So 26% of them are single and 3% are widowed. And you see, this woman is now deciding to go to college after she received our training. And her husband, as you can see, is very proud of her. So we want to support the whole family, not have this battle of the sexes by training women. And even though they're fairly young, they've been farming most of their lives. The average years of farming was almost 12 years. You see, we have the millennial doing the selfie for the other people there. So average family size is almost five. So, husband, wife, three children on average, but we have some diversity there. Gross income is fairly low, but that is their, major source of income. Less than 50,000 a year in terms of Turkish lira is most common in terms of the income of the people that we were training. And the profit, of course, is also less than 50,000. But you see, they have greenhouses, not super high tech, but they don't really need them. It's a mild climate. So most of them got through secondary education, 41%. A few went on to high school, and we're having a few now that go to university. When we first started Suzanne's project in 2011, the people that were attending, we didn't have anybody that had gone to college. So we're getting some more educated clientele. So what they thought, interestingly enough, now versus 7 years ago when we started, management is, for some reason they divided into two management categories, but over 50% think that farm management was the most interesting part. And 11 or almost 12% say technical. So that's how do I grow the crop, how do I spray it, and so forth. So they've realized this is a business and they want to learn how to manage their business, and that's what they found to be the most valuable part, which is inspiring to us because that's why we started it, to really train the farm business management. The interesting thing is that even though we targeted greenhouse vegetables, the thing they want the most for the next time is livestock. So they are diversified operations. A lot of them have citrus, and apparently a lot of them have livestock too. So that's what they want us to add to the next project. So maybe that's another EU-funded project where we can focus on some technical training for livestock producers. The other thing that was mentioned yesterday in an international program, the U.S. is one of the few countries who have extension research teaching all in one place. In Turkey, it took us a lot of time to build these partnerships because the university is separate from extension, which is separate from the Ministry of Agriculture. So these farmers don't have a line of contact with extension, and they would like to have technical visits out to their farms. So I think this is an opportunity for extension to become more involved and partner with university knowledge-based systems and get out to the farmers. And one of the things that we asked them, what have you changed after you attended the class? And the number one thing they've changed is record keeping. They weren't keeping records before, so now they are keeping records mainly on cost, but we also ask them to keep records on pesticides and fertilizers and so forth. And you can see they've also made a few other changes in terms of marketing, making a business plan, having a clean operation, and social media. So they would like to see more record keeping, so this may be an opportunity for like a second level of training to do financial business management so they can look at cost accounting and enterprise budgeting and so forth. So we asked them if there are any other comments. They didn't have too many, except they want more classes, so that's great to hear about. And again, the technical visit part came up a little bit. So I think we have time for questions, and my next talk is going to talk about the train the trainer part. Yes, Arianna.
Did you train, when you trained women, were they any men, like husbands or family members attending the training?
No.
How was that?
No. No, and I was not in Turkey for this particular training, but I've been for many other trainings. So there's never men except maybe little bitty ones. You saw the little baby there. But the husbands don't go. But we would have a reception at the end and invite the husbands because we wanted it, like I said, not to be a battle of the sexes, but to be empowering for the whole family because these really, for the most part, are family businesses. I think it was 70-something percent. It's a husband and wife running the business. So we tell them when they're doing the business plan, we try to not do it every day, but have a session every day, send them home with homework, and then share that with other business partners in the business, which is probably their husbands. And so what they've said over and over is the way we want to improve it is give separate training for the men, but we want to keep it just women for us. They made that pretty strong. Yes. Okay, I think I'm supposed to repeat so that everybody could hear. Are there other implications for record keeping other than financial management is what you're saying? I think just like anywhere else, if there is some kind of foodborne outbreak, if they have records of what they've done, then I think it would make it safer for the whole supply chain to have that information. So I don't think there's any regulations or they would be doing it now, but certainly would be useful. Yes. Was there an incentive to get them trained, and what time of day? When we first started training in Turkey, I found that a little frustrating because they said pay us to come here, and I'm, you know, coming from the U.S. where you pay to get educated. But once they had the training, they were really pleased with it. We tended to have it during the day, but while their children were in school, so that would make it a little bit more convenient for them, and they seemed to be pretty happy with that. And we usually met at a school. What they did with the children when we were using the classroom, I'm not sure, but we had it at elementary school. So they weren't far from where their children were. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, great. That was fabulous. Thank you, Robin.